Munk, Starry Night, 1922-24. Munk painted his first painting, entitled Starry Night, in the summer of 1893 in Åsgårdstrand. The group of melancholy and blue-tinged paintings, made many years later between 1922 and 1924, have several points of resemblance with their distinct predecessor. The paintings share a certain firmness of composition, soft and undulating lines, a blue palette, and a poetic and melancholy timbre. The later Starry Night paintings depict Munch's snow-clad gardens at Ekeli on the western outskirts of Oslo. In this version, we gaze out from the top of the veranda stairs over the wintry garden with its trees and hedges, and towards the city with its shimmering windows. The painting is marked by shadows, and the trees and bushes rise darkly against the glowing background. One of the newel posts casts a shadow resembling a human form on the snow below. Falling against the handrail is the dark shadow of a man's head, possibly Munch's own. The painting is often associated with Henrik Ibsen's play John Gabriel Borkman from 1896. Munch took great interest in the play and spoke of it as the most vivid evocation of a winter landscape in all of Scandinavian art. After failing others and being let down himself, Borkman ends his lonely existence by going out into the snowy garden, from where he gazes onto the city lights, musing at the moment of death that the inhabitants of the city will one day clear his name. Munch regarded the play as Ibsen's self-portrait, conveying his sense of being ignored and misunderstood upon returning to Norway after winning fame abroad. Munch likely identified with this fate. He had found the reception by his critics to be rather tepid when he returned to Norway in 1909 after many years abroad.